Macquarie Bank has released the 50 riskiest postcodes in Australia to buy apartments. And it's not good news for those wanting to buy apartments in places like Parramatta, Rhodes or Waterloo. Those looking to invest in these suburbs can expect tough new restrictions from the bank. Susan Farquhar, property investment expert from Keller Properties, is on the line. Susan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm all right. What makes a risky investment suburb?
Look, basically what the bank is doing is looking after their own risk profile and looking at how many properties are going to be coming onto the market at any given point, which changes the vacancy rate. So what they're concerned about is that the loans that they have or the pre-approvals that they have out there that are due for settlement, they're going to be due for settlement at the time where there's going to be a whole lot of property on the market.
So oversupply plays a big role here.
Absolutely. That's exactly what the vacancy rate is.
Okay.
Yeah, so supply meets demand around 3-3.5%. So if it looks like it's going to be oversupplied, then it means that there's just a whole lot of people, you know, a whole lot of property for not as many people looking in that area.
Mm. It's interesting, isn't it? Because they're saying that these inner city postcodes, and this isn't just Sydney, but also Brisbane and Melbourne as well, the Gold Coast, Adelaide, yep, Perth, Darwin, they're most at risk, these inner city postcodes from oversupply. But then again, you so often hear property experts say this is the safest place to buy an apartment within 10 k's of the city.
Yes, no, within 2 to 10 k's of the city, not 0 to 2 k's. And nearly all of these postcodes are within 0 to 2 k's of the CBD. Now, the reason for that is that it's the easiest place to build. It's the area that has the most amount of developable land available. And it goes up really quickly and fairly cheaply because you don't have the same restrictions for noise, for floor plans, for all of those kinds of things.
So what's Macquarie Bank saying they're going to do in regards to these suburbs they've mentioned?
Well, basically they're going to change their lending criteria. They're either going to not lend or they're going to change the criteria for lending, such as requiring greater equity. So the loan-to-value ratio will be lower. So instead of getting a 90% lend from the bank or even 80, they're looking at, say, 70.
So you'll have to come up with 30% of the purchase price.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for shedding a little bit of extra light on it. Sorry, you were going to say?
I was just going to say that all that means, I mean, this happens with banks all the time. National Bank did it a couple of years ago with Zetland and Waterloo.
Mm.
So it just means that for all those people that have pre-approvals with those lenders, they just end up going somewhere else. It's not that big a deal.
Thanks so much for your time, Susan.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Susan Farquhar, property investment expert from Keller Properties. By the way, the risky postcodes in New South Wales, according to Macquarie Bank, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, 5, 6, 7, and then 2017, 2138 and 2150. So 2017, 2138, 2150, and everything between 2000 and 2007.